health, science, ecology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this February the 1st on the West Coast, now February the 2nd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. It's nice to have you with us this evening. We'd also like to welcome anyone who's listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network or on BlogTalkRadio.com. I had the distinctive opportunity to appear for 2 hours with Drew Malone Raines this afternoon on those two networks I just mentioned, and we covered a lot of topics. And I have a feeling we're going to do that with tonight's guest. We haven't planned anything, but I know he's got something up his sleeve. Tonight's guest is an author. He's a naturopathic doctor. He's a researcher, kind of a whistleblower on a number of issues, especially those related to mind control and vaccinations, pretty much any topic, really. He has his own radio show on Republic Broadcasting Network from Monday through Friday, and he's becoming a regular here on Evident Footprints, my good friend, Dr. A. Truat. Drew, welcome to the show. How are things going?
Very, very good. It's been a very busy and long day, as you can imagine. Oh my goodness, the things that are going on here in Utah are just beyond comprehension, actually.
Well, the last time we talked, and I think even after we talked, you had come out with some information about a big data center that was about to be built.
It's being built as we speak. It's going on a fast track. They want to have it finished by 2012, and we're talking about a major operation here. It's a nearly a $2 billion project, and it involves, again, the NSA. It's the new NSA Data Collection Center going in here to Utah. Now, this facility, so-called, being built on the old Utah National Guard Armory. It's like a place called Camp Williams. And listeners want to just do some of their own research. You can just do a Google search on NSA Data Center Camp Williams, Utah, and you'll get you get all the updated stories and what's happening with it. But the latest, Don, last Wednesday, the Associated Press, I guess the first story first broke at the Washington Post. Wednesday, the Utah newspaper, home where I live, picked up the story. And it was just a very bizarre story, to say the least, because, I mean, what it didn't say was what was bothering me. Here is $2 billion being spent for a 1 million square foot facility to house the new supercomputer that was, you know, the officials that were contacted by the Associated Press to say what it's for, why the expansion, what it's all about. There was no, you know, it was just told it was super secret. But the Utah senators, Bennett and Hatch, made brief comments that to tell the people anything at all about it would going to make it non-viable anymore. Well, so obviously they're targeting American citizens in some way. Now, what does this have to do with anything? Well, Don, the NSA, it goes back to INSCOM. The whole infrastructure of the National Security Agency goes back to INSCOM, the 1st Earth Battalion, General Stubblebean, and all of those. I mean, come on, let's call them what they are. They're basically demon-worshipping Satanists. I mean, I don't mind mincing words on this because that's really what it's all about when you get down to it. The Earth First Battalion is a new age hocus pocus thing with remote viewing, mind control, super soldier creation, etc., etc. Now the links to that to the NSA now in the new generation of supercomputers, it's very clear that they're just not going to be intercepting telephone calls or shortwave radio communications or cell phone communications. By, you know, typically, the computer that measures the telecommunications now at the NSA, a certain key word is spoken on the telephone and immediately clicks in and the conversation is recorded. You know, given that fact, and I mean, this is well-documented fact, it just beggars the imagination how these so-called terrorists could have pulled off 9/11 with that type of technology monitoring the telecommunications. All right? So what's the next generation? You know, the Hollywood movie Enemy of the State with Hackman and Will Smith basically shows technology that's 20, 25 years old. But it's very accurate with what the capabilities are for spying on individual citizens, you know. And the next generation is of a computer that has to take a tremendous amount of electrical energy to do this. Don, this is not science fiction. This is science fact. It not only can eavesdrop on person-to-person communications, but can also read the individual's mind. I kid you not, that's the technology that is available and is being built now. The new updates and the new computer system could not go into Fort Meade, Maryland. There was not enough power in the grid, evidently, so it had to come here to Utah. That's the excuse they have to put it into Utah. Rocky Mountain Power here is guaranteed the wattage necessary to provide its 36 megawatts, Don. 36 megawatts. That's roughly enough power to run 33,000 four-bedroom homes 24/7. Give you an idea of the amount of power this thing's sucking.
Yeah. Any reason why they chose Utah?
Well, it's one of the Illuminati headquarters. We got Senator Orrin Hatch, bless his heart, as the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, you know, the Senator Hatch on the morning of September 11th, I would remind the listeners, was interviewed here on our local stations, and as he said he was, of course, in the Intelligence Committee, he said, quote, "We know who's behind this. We know that this is an act of war. We know that this is Islamic, and we know this because we have intercepted their telephone communications."
Then why do they need this facility?
Exactly. Well, see, that's the point. But going back, when I heard him say that in the morning, he basically said that they've been intercepting these terrorist cells' telephone communications, and why the hell did they allow it to happen? If they knew what was going on, as he said, there should not have ever been supposed attacks, but it just goes to show it was false flag for obvious reasons. So here we are, we're getting this new expanded facility, and I'll tell you, it's not targeting these Muslims, they're targeting everyday Americans for what? Not only can they read their mind, this computer through the satellite networking can read an individual's mind, but it can also send thoughts into the brain via the computer. Now, that's a reality. I kid you not, that is not science fiction. That is reality.
Yeah, we know they're doing that already with many of the people who have been abducted, taken into underground bases, people who've been part of the MKUltra mind control program for a good portion of their lives, actually. This is increasing. There is, if I may say so, in a light-spirited manner, there is a positive benefit to this whole thing. If they can read our minds, then they spare us the anguish of having to repeatedly ask for the certificate of live birth.
Well, that's, again, doggone it. It's not so much reading our minds, but being able to place hypnotic suggestion through the neurons. And ladies and gentlemen, this is, again, you can say, how does this guy even dream this stuff up? It's not possible. By golly, it is possible. The patents are most definitely there. They've been tested and tried. The outgrowth of the MK Ultra, the research at Stanford Research Institute and Tavistock Institute there in London. I mean, this stuff is now reaching the zenith of its capability. Now we're talking about not only being able to program people's minds remote control, but it raises a whole another level of technology with the nanotechnology. They can utilize through this computer system directed energy weaponry with or without an implanted chip. Just being able to track an individual based on a fingerprint, a DNA analysis, they can absolutely target that person for a brain aneurysm or a massive stroke, heart attack. Even I would suggest giving them very strong disease of radiation, as in Don Harkin's case. I mean, this is really the technology now.
Yes. Now, this, not exclusively, but some of this sprung out of the SRI experiments in remote viewing. The Ingo Swann, Hal Puthoff, and company secret experiments that they were doing to put this remote viewing program together. And, of course, they incorporated, from what I learned about researching the topic, they incorporated quite a bit of the syntax of Scientology into this, L. Ron Hubbard's work. And then they claimed that there was a point in the late 1970s where they disbanded the whole program. Of course, if you believe that, then I'm going to take a swine flu shot tomorrow. Major Ed Dames, who has been debunked by many of the other remote viewers, like Joe McMonagle and Pat Price, who I think whose death they faked, actually, probably to have him go underground and work on this thing behind the scenes. And, well, Ed Dames, I think, lost his credibility and really and predicting many things that did not come to pass. And then I kind of lost him when he made an announcement that he was going to remote view Satan. Where do you go to do that? What coordinates do you use?
Somewhere on Washington Boulevard in Washington, D.C., probably.
Or Pennsylvania.
Probably at Pennsylvania Avenue at the White House.
Yeah. It's just insane what's going on. It's really crazy. You think that the psychopathy has reached its peak, and they seem to morph out of it, much like contents of a zip. They just keep magnifying what they do. I don't know how else to describe it. I hate to be so graphic, but how else do you describe it?
I can't. I mean, it's beyond belief. It really is. But I don't know how to stop it unless we just start organizing some pickets and some protests. I mean, it's got to come to that. I mean, this is basically the shadow government taking the final steps to totally put people under their control. I mean, completely and totally. That's just the way I see it, Don.
Well, do you have any specific information as to what frequencies this whole network operates on? I suppose there's probably a variety of them, but if it's a mental thing or a physical thing, you know, we still have spirituality, and we're dealing with people, beings, and creations that are certainly not spiritual in nature.
I don't know. I mean, this is really where it gets proprietary. It definitely ties into the chemtrails that have been going on, the distribution of those millions of copper needles in the atmosphere, because that's really what these supercomputers will tie into. It's basically a satellite network directed beam, and to target an individual. Of course, they really will have these nano chips. This is another part of the puzzle, Don. You've got nanotechnology now in these immunizations, these microscopic, you know, under 50 nanometers width. I mean, that's a 1/100th the width of a human hair that has the capability to talk to these computers now. That is, again, not science fiction. It's fact. The London Telegraph, for instance, ran a story a few months ago. You know this.
Yes.
Where they outlined the next generation of pharmaceutical drugs. For instance, they talked about Merck and example. Just one example is a high pressure or high blood pressure medication that would be able to, through the nanotechnology, be able to notify a central computer if Mr. Jones didn't take his pill on time, and would notify the pharmacy and or somebody to come and check up on Mr. Jones. Now, that sounds all well and good, doesn't it? Sounds like a neat way to use technology. But make no mistake, those nanotechnology can be easily controlled by the NSA, and we're not only talking, I submit, just this country, but all of the European Union. I think with the facility that's being built, it could pretty well monitor 6 billion people. I mean, that's the capability of this new supercomputer.
Well, you know, it sounds like something very draconian, but, you know, you're talking about the computer sitting there doing that. I mean, what are these people going to do? Just sit around waiting for the computer to respond? You're talking about a massive task of crisscrossing the country, and if they're planning on using it on us, are they using it now? Or are they using it on anybody on the planet?
Well, it's a good question. You can just research it yourself, ladies and gentlemen, just by, again, the key word is, what this is called is remote neural, N-E-U-R-A-L, remote neural monitoring, or RNM. That's the code word that the NSA is using, remote neural monitoring. You'll come up with some authors that have put this together, and not only here in America, but coming out of Pakistan, for heaven's sakes. People there that are computer geeks know what's going on with this, and America is just asleep at the switch. Again, the years of fluoride toothpaste, the mind control programming of these, the television shows, it's all taking its toll. They would never, Don, this is what blows me away, they would never think of getting away with this even 20 years ago. In the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, there had been a revolution if this stuff had been tried. But today everybody's just like, duh, I don't get it. You know, they just don't see the problem.
Well, it's absolutely insane. It's beyond criminal. It's something for the criminally insane.
This is a definition of what RNM is. Again, this is from an insider source, and it says RNM works remotely to control the brain in order to read and detect any criminal thought taking place inside the mind of a possible perpetrator. Remember that movie, Don, Minority Report?
Tom Cruise?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. they were able to basically utilize a, you know, a supercomputer tying into what they call the oracles, or these gifted psychics, and they would be able to predict with relative certainty if a person was going to commit a murder or not. And so they would go and arrest them before it happened. Well, this is the type of thing we're heading towards here. The definition goes on to say, research studies have shown that the human brain thinks at a rate of about 5,000 bits per second and does not have the capacity to compete with supercomputers performing via satellites, implants, and biotelemetry. The human brain has a distinct set of bioelectric resonance system. For the RNN system, supercomputers are being utilized and put online, and thus, with this help, supercomputers can send messages through an implanted person's nervous system in order to influence their performance in a desired way. RNN has been developed after after 50 years of neuroelectromagnetic involuntary human experimentation. That's the MKUltra program. That's the Scientology program, Don, that had the mother cruise ship out there with all these programmed, chipped, and controlled subjects, many of them children, on this this cruise ship for weeks and months at a time out in the ocean. It's absolutely unbelievable what's going on here.
Not to get us off topic, I've got a chat message here from one of our listeners. David in Washington State asks if you possibly have a source or a link to more information on the Utah power provision of electrical energy to government.
Yeah, you just have to go in a search engine. I don't want to give you the whole, it's a very long, drawn-out website, but just Google in Utah Data Center, Washington Post, and then Army Corps of Engineers. Okay, those three things will get you the Washington Post article. Again, it's Associated Press. Well, you probably also get the Associated Press line. It was actually written last Tuesday. I'm not sure of the date last Tuesday, but it actually appeared in the Utah papers on Wednesday.
Yeah. Now, so they're telling us, or they're telling the general public, at least the cover story, is that they're going to basically target this on camel jockeys hiding in the caves in Afghanistan.
Or whatever. I tell you, it's absolutely drawing, it's going across the line. It's bad enough where they can monitor and do monitor phone conversations. But when they go to where they can actually intrude into your brain and cause desired effects, that takes away completely all of our civil rights as far as I'm concerned, and it's going into places where they don't deserve to go. No way. No way.
Now, I would presume that there's probably companies like Motorola involved, or Raytheon, you know, the stalwart military industrial electronics companies, maybe Intel. The good thing is if they use Windows in it, it'll probably break down. But I don't use a PC.
Now there's another research paper that I pulled up. It's very complicated, but it's again a group in India that studied this because these patents have been out internationally, and make no mistake, this has been quietly building up for the last 15 years without any news media whatsoever. This wouldn't even be in the news if it wasn't for the Utah Data Center and the Army Corps of Engineers needing bids. It wouldn't even hit the newspaper, for heaven's sakes. But the scientists said that, and this is what blows me away. This is a direct quote. Scientists have shown that a certain rapid and deadly leukemia just like it causes it, and the cancer risk posed by mobile phones, which also emit microwaves. The RNM poses similar threats to a targeted subject's overall health, as it causes a massive heating effect of tissues with the speed of light using a high-powered, invisible microwave and electromagnetic pulse weapons, and they can, again, target a specific individual. Now, whether they need a microchip to do that, Don, I don't know. Maybe the next segment won't even need to have a microchip implanted to do this. I mean, it's the nanotechnology that can come even from, a poison drink. I mean, these nanoparticles are so small at 3 nanometers in width, they could easily cross the blood-brain barrier and lodge in the brain neurons.
Well, we don't even know if they're putting this in foods, you know.
Could well be with the Monsanto and the GMO system. It could very well be there. So, I mean, it's the fourth quarter, and man, I tell you, we're deep in our own territory. We better make a play. I mean, that just really came home to me. This is not, again, this is not some wild fantasy. This is the Illuminati's, what I call the Illuminati's wet dream. This is what really they've been looking for the last 50, 60 years since the days of Operation Paperclip and these Joseph Mengele and scientists came into mainstream psychiatry and formed the Church of Scientology.
Well, you know, it's certainly, you know, I see no purpose in it, really. I mean, fundamentally, if you just consider this on the grand scale of things that go on this planet, what's to prevent the triggering of a real criminal act, like by somebody in the government? You know, this thing will go haywire if it starts picking up their thoughts.
Well, again, it's not so much a monitoring system as a programming system.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. Ostensibly, the reason, the rationale for them doing it is not about protection. It's about their ultimate control of society. That's their goal and mission, and the elimination of a human being's free will is what their demonic entities are all about, Don, and that's what they're going for here.
Well, I mean, they say in computer language, garbage in, garbage out. Maybe we should focus our thoughts in a particular area, you know?
Yeah, well, the technology that is available now, all it needs is a lot of energy, a lot of megawatts. I was able to pull, I don't know how accurate this information is, Don, but give you a comparison. Right around just under 3 megawatts is what the carrying capacity is currently at Fort Meade with the current artificial intelligence Cray supercomputer that's online there. Less than 3 megawatts at peak capacity, jumping to 36 megawatts, over 12 times the energy quotient going in. This computer is just mind-boggling.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite obvious what their intention is, but I don't see it as a done deal, tell you the truth. I mean, you know, what do? Cower in fear, or do you stand up to it?
Well, we've got to have some intervention somehow. I mean, this is not God's will. This cannot be what Christ had in mind for this planet. It's subjugation and complete domination over the masses, and they just can't stand.
Yeah, this sort of trumps 1984, doesn't it?
Again, I would remind the listeners that book was written in the 1940s, for heaven's sakes, and who would have thought that it would come to this? I mean, this is the the ultimate way, and it's done so covertly and so quietly that people won't even just won't realize it. Again, you've got the writings of and work of Russ Dizdar and the Black Awakening. This ties in so much to what's happening with all of these programmed Manchurian Candidate slaves. As much as some accounts, as much as 10 million people here in America. Well, you see, you can utilize this computer to the network now to simultaneously send these microchipped, mind-controlled individuals into their work. And it's not a good scenario, ladies and gentlemen. It's called total anarchy and chaos. Again, they want to have it done by summer of 2012. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, just in time for the events in December, huh?
Yeah, the Mayan calendar prophecies. Again, who are the Mayans, Don? My goodness, why are they being elevated in so many circles, New Age or otherwise? These wonderful, holy men of the Mayan. Please, people, wake up. The Mayans were they did rituals of human sacrifice to their feathered serpent god, Quetzalcoatl. So they had prophecies of where did they come from? It surely wasn't from God or Jesus Christ. Came from the serpent side of creation. So,
well, yeah, and I mean, what are they being given credit for? A calendar? I mean, even Playboy has an annual calendar.
I don't know about that, Don. You have to tell me about that more in depth.
Well, I don't have a calendar. I'm just saying, you know. So does Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
The swimsuit issue.
Yes. Very tasteful, of course. But the points were, I like what Dizdar says in this book, and again, I'm recommending that to everybody that I can talk to. That the claim to be Christian, the claim to believe in the Bible, well, you know, there's so many people, Don, and I've seen it. When you talk about the subject, their eyes glaze over, and they look at you with a mixture of fear and consternation and wonder, like, how can this idiot be out walking without a straitjacket on? I've seen it. They look at the when you talk about satanic ritual abuse and the atrocities going on to tens of thousands of children, the vast majority of people just cower in fear and think you've lost your nut. But that shows how successful the programming and the shadows have been in keeping it hidden. One of the most poignant passages of Scripture, Don, in the New Testament, as you know, is where Christ called the little children, gathered them together, and he blessed them. And then he said, whoever offends one of these, would be better that a millstone be dragged around his neck and dropped in the bottom of the darkest ocean. Well, offending in the Hebrew and Greek text means to molest and to torture and to do all these ritual things to these children. Because make no mistake, this has been happening to the god Moloch and Baal and that dark Babylonian worship of the Sanhedrin and the Babylonian Talmud. Way before Christ's time, it was in King Solomon's time. King Solomon's temple was a worshiping of Baal and Moloch with burnt offerings of children. So Christ knew and he blessed them and he said, this is not to keep happening. You know, so this agenda, involving these ritual murders, abductions of these children, Don, it's just tens and tens of thousands every month.
Yeah, I know, and I'm hearing that many of these alleged adopted children in Haiti are being sold $10,000 a head, and Lord knows what for: organ transplants, pedophilia, sacrifices. Who knows?
Exactly. And, you know, there's always been a market in that, in the black market with the children for these rituals from third world countries and fifth world countries. Make no mistake, Haiti's always been part of that, and the dark voodoo lords there have a trafficking. Make no mistake, that's part of that. And so this this earthquake very likely shut down the so-called official witchcraft circles there, and so they're just trying to keep it flowing. And now we have United Nations oversight, and we're seeing that that this has kind of been clamped down somewhat. You know, I love what Drew sent out today. That's right on. There's many, many good Christian adoption agencies across this great country that have a lot of orphans, you know, white, Caucasian boys and girls that are just not even being thought of being adopted. There's one in particular that listed 1,200 children waiting for adoption, and nobody wants to come forward. Why is it suddenly a mad rush to adopt a little Negro Haitian? You know, local news, there's a satanic group down in southern Utah. They're an animal sanctuary, and for heaven's sakes, they made a big splash in the news that they're going to Haiti for animal save, for saving the animals that were hurt by the doggone earthquake. Are you kidding me? I could not believe the media attention to that. I mean, they're going to bring a lot. They're going to make sure they bring thousands and thousands of vaccines to keep these poor animals from getting diseased. It's absolutely insane what's going on.
Mm-hmm. You know, if I step outside the box, I mean, for the average individual listening to this, they're thinking, well, this is it. I mean, we've lost. There's nothing we can do. And there are some natural events occurring constantly that are so far outside the realm of this that this is child's play for the Creator, even for the planet. This Earth can once and for all decide it's going to get a severe case of diarrhea and eject all of this fecal matter that's planning all of this.
Well, that needs to happen because, again, the majority of people in this country are God-loving Christians. I mean, they've been asleep at the switch. The pastors, for the most part, have just ignored it, thinking it's going to go away. Like Russ Distar said, so many good Christian pastors are saying, well, I don't know if I believe this. It's not something I want to focus and give my energy to. Well, he said, well, you better just cut out a full one-third of the entire Bible that is pointing to these problems then and now. So how can you ignore the divinity of Christ and when all he stood for was to stand against these evil Satanists that have the agenda of just controlling people and ruining children's lives?
Yeah. Back in 1969, Dr. Richard Day gave quite a lengthy speech on what the shadow government was planning on doing. And I think it was called the New Order of Barbarians.
Uh-huh.
And he disclosed basically all the plans that they had. One of the points brought out in this speech was that they were going to change the Bible a word at a time until it fit this new paradigm that they were trying to create. And, you know, just, again, I come back to this the power of spirit and the fact that they're lowering the frequency on this planet and they're going to be at a point, and let's hope it happens by the summer of 2012. It may happen even sooner. I think we're going through a transformation right now. People are wising up, not everybody, not in what we think are sufficient numbers, but then again, how many do you need? How many people need to pray to God to have God hear the prayer and act? and there's nothing that will stop the Creator. There's no computer that can stop the Creator. There's no quantity of megawatts that can stop the Creator. And for them to think that they are going to recreate the creation, I know deep down inside my heart, I know that this is going to fail.
Well, yeah, it's better. We're going back, and I'm looking now at some of the other new breaking stories. The plan for the Obama administration is to set up these mass vaccination clinics in our schools, and that's going full steam with or without the health care bill, Don. And we're talking five vaccines at a time when, you know, they're not really mandated. They include the Gardasil for boys. Well, again, the nanotechnology that's going to be put into these vaccines now to be utilized by these supercomputers now will just, the children will be absolutely in dire straits when this is happening.
Well, do you think parents care enough to take responsibility for this? I mean, we've been harping about this for a number of months, and you know, the mainstream media has sort of piped down a little bit. That makes us put up our guard even more because there's obviously something underway. They use major sporting events to create the fear and the mind control. It's amazing what they do to an arena or a stadium full of people. The things that they do that people automatically respond to. The justification for illegal wars and the murders that they're committing all over the planet. Using a soldier's presence at the event as a means through which to brainwash from 20 to 100,000 people at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Without the people really knowing. I'm not saying that soldiers or, you know, people in the military don't deserve appreciation for what they do. But they do this, they always have to mention Iraq or Afghanistan, you know. They're not talking about protecting the country. They're talking about events where millions of people are being murdered. And it crosses into every aspect of society. You know, you get these off-the-cuff remarks, or just mainstream. They talk about global warming as if it's a reality. I don't know about you. We're experiencing, you know, temperatures anywhere from 10 degrees down to zero, not mentioning the wind chill factor. Yes, it's winter, but it's a colder winter than most. And many places have a much, much colder weather throughout this year. We set records in Ohio 3 degrees lower than ever before. At least in modern history. Now, these are cycles and patterns that occur all the time. But they just keep beating this drum over and over and over. And you know, you listen to Fox News, and they say fair and balanced. They don't even put any enthusiasm in it. They know they're lying. You hear the tone. What's fair about propaganda? What's balanced about propaganda? There's nothing fair and there's nothing balanced in what they say. The statement itself means nothing. It's more propaganda. And I don't mean to single out Fox because all the other networks do the same thing. I was watching an interview with a shapeshifter on CBS yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. James Carville was shapeshifting like...
Oh, yeah. That's a weird... I thought we're done with him after Clinton, but he just keeps getting resurrected, doesn't he? That
yeah,
creepy,
he does.
Creepy creator.
They even had him on a sports channel. You know? I swear, he was shapeshifting. And his eyes were a different color today than they were yesterday.
Oh, he's a creepo, I tell you. He's weird.
You know? I mean, let's say what's going on, you know? And anyone can look at videotape. You don't have to take my words for it. Don't have to take my word for it. You know, I mean, you see it. It's plain. It's plain. It's happening all over the place. It's happening during news broadcasts. The news anchors themselves are shape-shifting on camera. Once you learn to see this, once you acquire the ability to see this, you can't not see it. It's so obvious what's going on. And, you know, it'll catch up to people. There'll come a time when people will finally be faced with the reality and they'll say, they were telling us the truth. We just didn't see it.
I hear you. Well, that's all we can do is try. This story that's breaking at the Utah data center is just it just absolutely has got to be broken open. There, we have to have intervention from the court somehow. More than anything else, this is critical, Don. It just you know, we can talk about these the swine flu hoax and all of that, but. Mm-hmm. And more and more you look at it with the nano pharmaceutical technology. I really think it's it has to do with again with immunosterilization to keep the you know the population down, and it most definitely now has to do with this these controlling mind waves. There's no doubt in my mind that this is all tied together now.
Oh, yes, and the introduction of sex in preschools, you know, to the preschoolers, teaching them to consider having sex, or in the case of those that are being molested, of course, they're exposing them to it. But this is to condition them to not have any purpose or any value in love, you know, just to get them to be perverted. Just create a perverted society and probably to just to desire to have sex, but then because of all the drugs, no one will be able to have children. So you'll have people just focusing on keeping their frequency, again, as low as possible. And you know, reading about the frequencies at which this technology that you're describing operates, They're not much more than an octave higher. They're in fact, in most cases, I don't even think they're an octave higher than the frequency of the Earth. But the Earth's frequency is changing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. there's definitely things going on there too. But we'll leave that to another time. But we, you know, if this is, if we're part of a federation of galaxies, Don, and if we're really an integral part of the machinery of the galaxy, well, we need to, you know, basically ask for some help there. I mean, this technology cannot be approved of by individuals, no matter what planet you're living on, that love freedom. And I got to believe that the God of the universe just will not allow it to be done.
Yeah.
And that's one way to look at it. But then again, you look at biblical prophecy, you look at and read Matthew 24. And it's some pretty perilous times, and the plagues will be like never before seen on Earth before and ever after again. So, I mean, It's a self-destructing cycle. There's no doubt about it. But these insane lunatics have got to be, you know, like you said, taken down to show what they really are.
Yeah, Drew. We have a caller on the line. If you'd like to take a call,
you bet.
We have Eve on the line. Are you calling from California?
Yes, sir. I am. Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hello, Eve. Isn't it past your bedtime?
Yes, it is. but I was listening in tonight, and I just want to make some comments, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was just thinking when you were talking about how they're beaming control overhead and all around us and want to manipulate our minds and tell us what to do and what not to do. And, you know, I was just thinking that I guess they won't need to use lobbyists anymore in Washington, D.C. We'll have a bunch of Stepford, you know, congressmen and senators. And after they get the congressmen and senators, I guess they'll move on to the local, you know, the state departments and, you know, convince all of them that, you know, they should be under the spell of, you know, the program. And then if they're not, you know, then we'll just get rid of you and get somebody else.
Well, you know,
The bottom line that I feel and see is that they can't control all of us and that, they will start at the top and work their way down, and the masses will just won't go along. There's just too many people that are going against the grain right now that I see and feel and talk to in my workplace, and the younger minds, I would say the ages in the 20s, the 20 to, say, 28-year-olds, are very much aware of what's going on. And even I've talked to 16-year-olds that are so much more adept to what's going on and understand that there needs to be change in this world. And if I may add one other thing that may spring some hope, True guided me to a book called The Abduction to the Ninth Planet, written by Michelle Desmarquette. And if anybody's out there listening to this, I highly recommend it. I've read it several times, and each time I read it, it's very, very enlightening. So that's all I really wanted to say.
It appears like at least the ruling Democrats seem to be just throwing a great big farewell party anymore. I mean, it's just like they don't care what people are thinking about them, and that's cause for concern. You have the Obamas throwing these lavish, you know, parties virtually every weekend and blowing millions of dollars at a whack. The report of a junket trip by Nazi P. Loosely, where she, I mean, the extravagance of the alcohol and the very expensive meats and all this, just for her little cronies and part. I mean, this is not the American way. It's just like, here's a blank check. Go out and do whatever you can to party up and live it for now, and don't care what's really happening in this country. It's exactly what happened during the fall of Rome. As Rome was burned and sacked and burning all around, mm-hmm. Nero sat and fiddled around and, you know, played music.
Drew. That's the first time I've heard that pronunciation of that surname. I thought it was P. Lousy.
P. Loosely.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you, gentlemen. And it's always, you know, I always have a nice evening listening to what's going on in the world with you guys, you know, on the radio.
Well, yeah, I appreciate, I just looking at the emails, Eve, and the information on John Travolta and the Scientologist trip to Haiti was quite amazing, yeah.
Dropping off some, you know, some recruits out there to, you know, to try to, you know, spin their wheels in that direction. Unbelievable. I mean, those people have their own religion, their own beliefs, you know. Why are you going out there to mess with their minds in a different direction? I mean, come on. Leave them alone. You know, if you want to help them, help them. But, you know, you don't have to send out Scientologists.
When you realize that that entire earthquake was generated by man and not by an act of nature or God, it seems to be this is a model, a laboratory model of what they can do with the next wave of earthquakes in America. Because make no mistake, they're on their way.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of.
By the way. Let me ask one other question. Are you guys in tune to what's going on in California, specifically in L.A., with releasing all the prisoners?
I've heard about that, yes.
Not releasing all of them, but releasing several prisoners.
Enough to create some chaos.
Well, yeah. Schwarzenegger has, let loose the gate, and I'm telling you, there's cops talking on the radio saying that a lot of these prisoners that were put in jail that are supposed to be low-level prisoners, they say that, once they, arraign them in court, they plea to a much lesser degree, so it may be rape or, it may be whatever, and they plead to, a lesser degree, and those lesser degrees are what is written on paper. And once these men are left out, to fend for themselves, obviously they're going to go back to what they did before. Because, if the average Joe on the street can't find a job, then I guess a degree in prison is not going to get you, a job either.
Right.
So, the policemen on the beat are really talking this up on the radio. There are not too many happy campers here. But that's supposed to happen pretty quickly here, a release of I don't know how many thousands of prisoners are going to release out of the L.A. County jails. So
well,
just thought I'd throw that into the mix.
What a chaos. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Call in again, too.
Well, it looks like we're rapidly approaching the end here.
Yeah, time's flying. Are you having fun tonight?
Oh, I my mind hurts thinking about all of this, literally. I mean, and verifying the reality of this from issued patents and, like you said, the military-industrialists that run corporations that have perfected this over the years now and are set to bring it to fruition. Again, that ties into the reason for the digital wave, the movement to go all digital. Increase the different station carrying capabilities to 300% and a full one-third being transferred to from the FTC, not by auction, but billions of dollars worth of these bandwidths being given to Homeland Security. The question becomes why? Well, again, it ties into exactly what's going on with these NSA data computers.
They want to improve the quality of your reality TV. Don't you know that?
Oh, yes, indeed. Indeed.
Well, it's been enlightening. Keep us abreast of this. You're going to be on your show every day on Republic Broadcasting Network. Eastern time from 2 to 4, 1 to 3 Central, noon to 2 Mountain, and 11 to 1 Pacific time. Also, I know, I'm presuming you're going to be a guest on Drew Rain's A Marine's Disquisition on blogtalkradio.com and Wind Talkers Radio Network on this coming Wednesday. So I look forward to hearing you there. You always have something good to bring to that show as well.
We have a great guest lined up for tomorrow on my RBN show, Don. We have Major Rock and divulge the current status of the 2,000 tons, ladies and gentlemen, of depleted uranium munitions that have just basically turned Iraq into a hot Geiger counter. I mean, the children being born now with defects, the rate of cancer is just astronomical. This is the story behind the story of Iraq. And, in fact, the government of Iraq, we understand, is preparing a lawsuit to take to the world court, suing the United States again and bringing the issue of war crimes to the table. There's more tonnage of uranium basically being given out than was ever done during the exchange at Hiroshima and Nagasaki by far. And yet we continue to think it's okay because it's a war. Well,
now, we had reports in our closing moment here. We had reports of this fallout circling the Earth a couple of years ago. Have you gotten any indication of an increase outside of Iraq?
I have not, but I'm sure we'll bring that. The expert on this was Major U.S. Army Major Retired Rock, and he will be giving it to us.
Okay. Well, I'll be certain to listen for that. If you can ask him that question for me, I will.
I'm sure Miguel would get there. I believe the answer is yes, it is. Probably even more so those desert winds over there have a terrible tendency to bring things high into the upper atmosphere.
And of course, with all the terrorists coming over here, I'm sure they're bringing it on their clothes too.
What else I just got wind of too? There was an expose done, these suicide car bombers over there in Iraq and even in Afghanistan. The Army intelligence has found that the VIN numbers have been tied to stolen vehicles here in America. And a whistleblower came out and said these were all stolen and paid for by the Central Intelligence Agency contracts with the Hells Angels. That's an amazing story, isn't it?
Hmm. So. You know, I can probably provide you with some names of companies in the Chicagoland area that refurbish and bulletproof many cars that are sent overseas, likely stolen, and that's that's a can of worms in and of itself right there.
How do these third world terrorists and these car bombers get a hold of a CIA paid for vehicle stolen by the Hells Angels? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, they ship them. They refurbish them. I know of some places they do this in Chicago. This was part of my research into the long-legged Mac Daddy. And then when I started looking at the Small Business Administration bogus loans to non-existent companies, I looked at some of these 0000 accounts that they have. You see, it doesn't designate anything that falls under the jurisdiction of these loans, and there are companies. Some of these companies, by the way, have been getting major traffic tickets, trucking these cars to ports on the East Coast, not just speeding tickets, violations of all types. And, of course, they're always let go because they're still in operation. It's just unbelievable how much crime there is, how it all interfaces with all of it. You can tie it into the real estate. You can tie it into child protective services. So they're taking them over there so the rich oil sheikhs can buy them up and spread them around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, very interesting story, as always, and a pleasure being on the show tonight, Don. It's been fun and exciting.
It's been a pleasure here. If you would, please give out your website to the listeners in case they want to check out any of your naturopathic remedies.
Well, thank you. Yeah, my website is WWME. That's stands for Mother Earth. MEminerals.com, and quite an extensive website, as you'll see. There's a lot of products, and we do provide some pretty good services for people, I believe.
And you got some good books to read too, as well.
Yes, we do.
Okay, Drew, thank you so much for being on the show, and I look forward to seeing you next week, and also listening to the story behind the story.
Thank you so much, Don. Be safe.
All right, you too.
Good night.
Good night. Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and our special guest, Dr. A. True Ott. He'll be with us again next week, the 8th, on Monday. So be sure to tune in for that, as well as every other night this week. We've got some great guests lined up. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com for carrying Evident Footprints tonight, as well as bbsradio.com, home of Evident Footprints. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Don Newsom on the sound tonight. And I'd like to thank our caller, Eve, and our messenger, David, in Washington. I want to wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.